This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
And in New Jersey, His Royal Ruggedness King Philip the Unaccountable and the Democrats want to silence doctors and nurses for spreading what he considers to be disinformation. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But I tell you, you know, we've been talking a lot today about this this Senate report on the Secret Service. I'm going to have more thoughts for you as the hour develops, no question about it. But let's not forget something. Trump's going back to Butler on October 5th, which is just a badass move. It really is. Just going back and saying, you know, I'm coming back where I was. Try it. You know, try it. It's great. And that's just Trump. That's classic Trump right there. Not afraid, going back to Butler. But there's so many critical failures there. There's so many critical failures that you examine it, you look at it, you go, my God, how could this possibly occur in our country? How could this happen? And, you know, they're talking about Iran, and I'm still not certain that this isn't a red herring, this whole Iran thing. But I'm sure Iran does want to see him taken out. No doubt about it. By the way, if you missed my conversation earlier in the show today with Laura Trump, Laura and I had a great conversation. And go back and podcast that. Take a listen. We talked about including the assassination report, but also her dad working French fries at McDonald's. Her father-in-law, I should say, working French fries at McDonald's. And Kamala Harris had some just bad lines today at the Pittsburgh Economic Club, just some bad lines, but not really as bad as Biden did on The View, where he acknowledged essentially that the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, basically shoved him out of the race. And that's what happened. But I want to turn our attention to something that should concern you no matter where you live, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, across the country where you're listening on the Odyssey app right now. Whenever the government tries to get involved and tell us what is information, disinformation, misinformation, we should all be very, very worried. And that's exactly what they're trying to do in New Jersey. I want to welcome to the show a friend of mine. Her first appearance on the show, though, Assemblywoman Victoria Flynn represents New Jersey, part of Monmouth County. Assemblywoman, thanks for making time today. It's great to have you.
It's great to be here. Thanks for calling me.
Absolutely. Tell us about this bill. This is scary. You know, they did this out in California, and of course, Murphy promised to make New Jersey the California of the East Coast. So I'm not surprised he and the Democrats are trying to follow in the footsteps here.
Well, this is a bill in which they're trying to create an opportunity by which medical professionals, doctors, nurses, chiropractors can be subject to discipline and potentially loss of their license for spreading, quote, misinformation to their patients about medical information. So they're wanting the government to saddle up into the waiting room or the operating room or whatever room you're in, the exam room with your doctor. We want the government to be right there and telling us what is correct information and what is not. And that's where they choose to put the government. And here we have Assemblyman Conaway, who seeks to be in Congress. He probably wants to do the same thing there. That's what they're proposing to do here. And like other legislation, one of the things I tend to point out is that we continue to try to draft and adopt legislation and move forward legislation that we know is going to be reversed when it goes up the courts. I mean, California is a perfect example. They passed this legislation, they signed it into a law, and the federal court said, no, we're not letting government interfere in the sacred patient-doctor relationship and found it constitutionally vague what misinformation means in that context.
Yeah, so Assemblywoman Flynn, I'm sitting there with my doctor, and I say to my doctor, I've heard about this experimental treatment for something, and if he says to me, yeah, you know what, it's worth giving it a shot, I mean, could he lose his medical license because he's spreading disinformation or misinformation? I mean, I know that a lot of this comes from COVID, right? Doctors who suggested hydroxychloroquine or vitamin D or whatever else. But it seems to me like what you're going to wind up doing is stifling medical research, experimental drugs, doctors who might be able to write something off-label, which is a very common practice, because they're going to be terrified of losing their medical license if this happens.
Yes, and that's what we're always concerned whenever government tries to interfere with speech on all different levels. It's no different here. We're worried about stifling speech. We're worried about stifling judgment, differing judgments. We're always worried about that as a country. It's what we're based upon. We're based upon the ability, freedoms and liberties to make your own decisions. And here, the government wants to make, they think they can make decisions better for you. There was testimony provided, like you're saying, a number of people who were cancer patients and who were given terminal sentences, basically, from their doctors. And our doctor said, but hey, let's try something else. You know, the pharmaceutical companies don't think this is a cancer, you know, type treating drug. But we're seeing some anecdotal evidence of something. And people came forward to the assembly this week and testified on this bill in front of Conaway and said, and that saved us. Why are you trying to take that away from my doctor's ability to save us in those circumstances? And that's what government's trying to do. And I think it's horrific. I think it's government overreach at its worst. And I'm sure if we follow the money, which, by the way, since I, you know, live in New Jersey, pay taxes in Jersey, we have to work so hard. I haven't had time to follow the money on this bill yet. But I'm pretty sure my instincts are right. If I follow the money, I'll find that the pharmaceutical companies are encouraging this bill and helping Assemblyman Conaway along the way on that.
Well, you know, it's a great point you make, right? Like, if I bring my 12-year-old chubby, soft kid into the doctor, and the doctor feels like he wants to tell me, why don't you just have him exercise, get off the couch, and go stop playing video games all day and try to make the kid eat healthier. But no, he's told the kid should be on Ozempic. You know what I mean? He should be on a shot. He should be on a weight loss drug. And that's what the intelligentsia wants. That doctor's going to feel like, I can't even suggest to the parents, my freedom of speech is stifled here. I can't even say to them, why doesn't the kid go out and exercise? Throw him in the backyard like we used to do when we were kids. Make him drink from a hose and, you know, figure it out. That doctor's going to feel stifled from that. And something else, too. If I bring my son to the doctor and, I say, Doc, you know, my son thinks he's a girl, and the doc wants to say to me, listen, let him grow out of it. He's probably seeking attention, or maybe there's a psychological thing going on there. Oh, no, because the regime wants it to be normal that doctor has to turn around and say, oh, absolutely, then your son is a girl. Let's go forward now with puberty blockers. That's what they want. They want compliance.
Right. And that's a frightening world to live in. And I'm not willing to live in that world. And that's why I spoke out myself, Jerry Schaufenberger, and so many of us have spoken out against it vehemently, because this is not the world our country was based upon, and this is not the world I choose to live in. God, you know, science is changing every day. There are so many breakthroughs all the time. I had a friend who suffered from pancreatic cancer. He ultimately passed away, but initially he was only given a short period of time. But due to experimental drugs in which he benefited from, he lived a number of years prior to passing away. That right to allow that, you know, that's going to take away cancer doctors' ability to treat some of these cancers in an experimental way. I don't understand how this is possible, and I don't understand what doctor would be in favor of this, because it takes away the doctor's rights to try to experiment and try to move science forward. If we put this in place and we stifle the ability for scientists and doctors to move things forward, we're gonna move us backwards as a country in how we handle these great diseases. Because I think the whole world's relying on the United States at this point in time to make medical breakthroughs. And this is the type of law that will prevent that from happening.
Yeah, well said, my friend. But you happen to have the bill number so people can call their legislators and speak out against it?
Yes, please look up. It's A1884. It's great. A very short bill. It's about one page. And again, no matter what, your feelings, which mine are strong, I'm sure yours is and your listeners are on this, we don't want government in our exam rooms when we're talking about our medical treatments. We already know from the, you know, I don't think they're conservative one bit, but the federal courts of California have already found a law similar to this to be constitutionally vague. And therefore, I don't know what we're doing except, which we like to do, it's like we want to be part of the party at the United States Supreme Court. I don't know. I don't know if that's the goal, and that's our job as legislators to be doing that.
Well said. And Assemblywoman Flynn, how can people connect with you if they'd like to?
Oh, even if they don't like me, I'm on
Everybody
Twitter,
likes you, Vicky. Come on.
It's okay. My kids don't like me all the time, Rich, so that's something, but that's okay. Assemblywoman Flynn, I'm on Twitter as ASW Flynn. If you want to email me, it's aswflynn@njledge.org, and you could also find me on Instagram and on Facebook. I'd love to hear from people, and if they have any other ideas or questions for me on this, I'd love to hear from them.
Thanks for fighting for this. We can't stifle the freedom of speech of doctors and nurses. It's ridiculous. Assemblywoman Victoria Flynn, thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Kamala Harris just dodged a question on her first sit-down puff piece interview that she did with Stephanie Ruhle. She got stumped during her first solo sit-down. I'm calling it an interview. It's not an interview. Stephanie Ruhle's a buddy and a friend, and she defended Kamala Harris and attacked Donald Trump. So she's a Donald Trump attack dog. She's a Kamala Harris surrogate, by all means. And they sat down together to have a little chit-chat. But she got stumped during her first solo, quote-unquote, interview. Take a listen.
Expanding that child tax credit, or you mentioned housing before, giving that extra money for a first home. If you can't raise corporate taxes, or if GOP takes control of the Senate, where do you get the money to do that? Do you still go forward with those plans and borrow?
Well, but we're going to have to raise corporate taxes, and we're going to have to raise... We're going to have to make sure that the biggest corporations and billionaires pay their fair share. That's just it. It's about paying their fair share.
Well, we're gonna have to. We're just gonna have to do it. Even if you don't want to, we're just gonna do it. That's it. Okay. So there. I'm just gonna tell them. It's just that's it. It's very, very, very mature there. Very mature answer. I've been teasing this whole show, but I gotta get to it. It's this member of Congress here, Stacey Plaskett, who says the purpose of the DOJ and the FBI. If you want to think about the weaponization of government, and if you doubt the weaponization of government, if you ever doubt me on this, please don't ever doubt me on this. This is what she said. Why we have the DOJ? Why we have the FBI? Take a listen.
What is the point of this subcommittee? Because it's necessary for the public and the media to hear, to try and provide cover for the eradication of the Department of Justice and the FBI. We are having these hearings so that you become immune. You become inured to the notion of the removal of the FBI and DOJ, so that those agencies are no longer there to serve as a check against white nationalism, great replacement theorists, Christian nationalists, white fragility, fascists, and the twice impeached, convicted felon, former president and would-be dictator, Donald Trump.
There you go. That's why we have an FBI and a DOJ. I always thought it was to get guys like Al Capone, Bonnie and Clyde. I don't know. Call me crazy. But no, it's who the government decides are... Well, they got Bonnie and Clyde, didn't they, eventually? I mean, it took them a few years, but eventually they got them. They didn't get Capone, though, actually. That was the Untouchables. They were not the FBI. They were what, Treasury agents or something, right? But they got Machine Gun Kelly. I'll give them that. They got that guy. They got him. But no, now we're going to go out there and we're going to get who the government decides are Christian nationalists. I don't even know what the hell that means. What do they even mean? a Christian nationalist? Does that mean you love your country and you're Christian? Why don't you go back to going after bad guys like people like Thomas Crooks and others, as opposed to all those other groups you just mentioned? And the white supremacist thing, where are they exactly? Where are all these white supremacists? Where are they? I'm just curious. Where are they? Because we keep hearing about them. They don't do anything. They just kind of, it's so infuriating. DeSantis laughs like he didn't know about Bonnie and Clyde, like he was surprised by that. He didn't know Bonnie and Clyde was... That was pretty good, right?
That was pretty solid.
That was their highlight. We got Bonnie and Clyde. Yeah, that was a long time ago. What have you done for me lately? I was curious. What's that?
I was going to say, on the bright side, Stacey Plaskett is a non-voting delegate to the House of Representatives, so I guess she can't do that much damage, right?
Oh, she can do a lot of damage, but she just can't vote. But she can say stupid things like that. And actually, the whole time she's doing that, and she's acknowledging the FBI and the DOJ is going after the twice impeached, convicted felon, former president and would-be dictator Donald Trump, and everybody's shaking their heads going, you're literally playing right into his talking point that the government is weaponized against him, that the FBI and the DOJ are going after him. You're saying the quiet part out loud. Zip it. Zip it. You're not supposed to tell them that. You're the worst poker player ever. Your tell is to literally sit there and go, the FBI and the DOJ exist to go after Donald Trump and his supporters. You don't say that. You pretend like they're there to... No, 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 it's Machine Gun Kelly and Bonnie and Clyde and train robbers. Train robbers. A lot of train robbers out there. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We got to bank robbers. A lot of bank robbers. A lot of people robbing banks these days. Trump? No, no, no. The FBI and the DOJ is way too busy to go after Donald Trump and his supporters. They got, they're dealing with the mafia, bigger than ever. Huge. Huge these days. Tony Soprano. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, he's dead? He's dead. We think he's dead. Don't say that Ixnay on the investigate a Trump a going to get it. Trump a. They got Bonnie and Clyde in 1934. See? Hey, it hasn't even been 100 years. All right? Celebrate the wins. Celebrate the wins. Okay? That's what you got to do right there. Apparently, we're giving another $8 billion to Ukraine. I just read that. I just saw that. And Sarah Carter had a report from Pittsburgh and how unimpressive the crowd was in Pittsburgh for Kamala Harris. Sarah Carter, of course, an investigative journalist, and she's fantastic. And she is a Fox News contributor. She said the crowd was, I watched the video, I'm not going to play it, but very, very low energy. And not big, because Kamala Harris doesn't get crowds. It's just she doesn't get crowds. But I have to say, Biden, who was shoved out of the race, Joe Biden basically acknowledging that they shivved him, the old lady, the vampiric one, and others shivved the old guy, pushed him off the stage, hard stage right. Do we have time for Cut 25, Matt DeSantis?
Yeah, we can make that work.
All right, let's do it.
Did you feel that your hand was forced, and what is your relationship with Speaker Pelosi now?
My relationship is fine. Look, I I never fully believed the assertions that somehow there was this overwhelming reluctance of my running again. I didn't sense that. And although the polling, as you said, Biden's polling was different, the fact of the matter is, my polling was about, we're always within range of beating this guy.
Yeah.
And, what I did was, I think.
But the puppet masters who controlled me said, get out of the race or we're going to expose you about Ukrainian corruption. So I had no choice. I had to get out of the race because you understand they were going to. Yeah, basically, he was shivved and shoved. He didn't want to go. He's so arrogant. There's no way he wanted to get out of that race. That old Irishman, no way. That stubborn Irishman. They had a blackmail him to get him out. Mark my words on this. I'm not wrong. All right, listen. More to say on the Secret Service report, the Senate report, but Cherry Hill Volvo, an amazing, amazing offer for you right now. An incredible lease on the S60, $369 a month on a 36-month lease at my friends at Cherry Hill Volvo. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. You know how much I appreciate what they do. They stand with us. They stand with this radio station, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. They are our friends and our studio sponsor. And Judith Krupnik, my dear friend, is there for you every step of the way. The S-Class is made right at their plant in South Carolina, and it could be yours, a 36-month lease for only $369 a month. It's a great opportunity to drive a beautiful Volvo. And Cherry Hill Volvo puts relationships first. They always do the right thing, and they pride themselves on getting you the most aggressive financing, the most aggressive pricing, absolutely. Whether it's the XC90, the third-row family car that the Zioli family drives, or the beautiful S60, you'll have an amazing, amazing experience at Cherry Hill Volvo, the region's most accessible Volvo dealership on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Go see them today. It's where relationships matter. They prove it every day. Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
An inexperienced Secret Service agent flying a drone called the toll-free number for help. Are you kidding me? He called the toll-free number for help. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. Great to be with you on this Wednesday afternoon as I'm dealing with my shingles outbreak. A lot of fun. Good times. But I have shingles, and my apologies to the people that were going to have dinner with me tonight at the Travis Mannion dinner. But I'm sure that you don't want to get shingles. So what a week. What a couple weeks it's been. Lice, shingles. If it's out there, I got it. I'm going to get it. But here's what we know. We know that a preliminary report on the July 13th assassination attempt from the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs ripped into newly revealed missteps that went into the Secret Service's planning and execution of security. And among the
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Key failures. An agent who was dealing with drone equipment called a toll-free tech support hotline for help after a request ahead of time for additional unmanned assets was denied. According to a preliminary summary of findings made public yesterday, according to the committee, he had just an hour of informal training with the device, and he's calling the tech number, the 1-800-HELP number. Why not just go to Staples, the Easy Button, or Best Buy, and go to the Genius? I mean, this is unbelievable. Guy calling an 800 number, supposed to be protecting the life of the former president and future president of the United States, Donald Trump. Quote, multiple foreseeable and preventable planning and operational failures by the United States Secret Services contributed to Thomas Crook's ability to carry out the assassination attempt of former President Trump on July 13th. These included unclear roles and responsibilities, insufficient coordination with state and local law enforcement, the lack of effective communications, and inoperable CUAS systems, among many others. We have reviewed the interim report on the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. The weight of our mission is not lost on us. In this hyper-dynamic threat environment, the U.S. Secret Service cannot fail. Many of the insights gained from the Senate report align with the findings from our mission assurance review and are essential to ensuring what happened on July 13th never happens again, said the U.S. Secret Service agent chief. According to testimony from agents from Trump's detail in the Pittsburgh field office, neither of them were aware at the time when 27 minutes before the shooting, the Secret Service's security room and counter-sniper team was informed that a suspicious person had been spotted near the AGR building with a rangefinder. The shooter eventually took position on the roof of that building. Shortly before shots were fired, a United States Secret Service counter-sniper team saw local law enforcement running toward the AGR building with their guns drawn, but did not alert President Trump's protective detail to remove him from the stage. Man was left up there where they had a target, a threat, on the roof. The counter sniper told the committee that while seeing officers with their guns drawn elevated the threat level, the thought to notify someone to get Trump off the stage did not cross their mind. Didn't cross his mind. You got a guy on the roof, agents running toward him with guns drawn, Trump speaking, they don't think to say, get this guy off the stage. The fact that the Secret Service counter-snipers have been deployed at all was unique, according to the report. This is from the New York Post. Their addition to the rally security plans had come in response to credible intelligence of a potential threat. Typically, an out-of-office candidate would not have a counter-sniper team before the party's nominating convention, and the RNC did not begin until 2 days after the shooting. Local law enforcement raised concerns ahead of the rally about the AGR building across the field from where Trump would take the stage days before the rally, but the rooftop remained unsecured. Unsecured. Can you believe that? They warned them. They warned them that the roof was going to be unsecured, but they didn't do anything about it. They warned them. Advance agents on Trump's detail had also requested additional resources ahead of time, including additional drone equipment and additional counter-assault agents to act as liaisons with local SWAT teams. These requests were denied at times without explanation. Additionally, the agent in charge of drone equipment available on scene ran into technical difficulty that prevented them from flying the drone until Crooks flew his own near the rally site. Here are some of the key failures identified in the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs report. And there's going to be a lot more that develops throughout today, tomorrow, over the next several days. No clearly defined individual responsible for planning and security. AGR building not effectively covered. Ineffective communication, coordination with state and local law enforcement. Secret Service denied requests for additional assets ahead of time. Failures to prevent Trump from taking the stage. Relay info on suspicious person. Like, in other words, what they should have said over their earpieces was, we got a guy here who might be a threat. Get the president off the stage. Or just like what you see in the movies where they yell, gun! Now, the report delved deeper into Roe's admission last week that communication shortcomings delayed vital information in the moments before the shooting. Secret Service members apparently faced a number of technical problems with their radios. And the special agent in charge of the Pittsburgh field office did not have a radio at all because he handed it to the lead advance agent on Trump's detail. The special agent in charge of the Pittsburgh field office didn't have a freaking radio. This is worse than the Keystone Cops. Could you have ever imagined this could happen in the year 2024? Another key failure the committee criticized was a lack of a clear chain of command. Officers involved in scouting and planning for the rally denied that they were individually responsible for planning or security failures and deflected blame. I don't approve anything, the lead advance agent was quoted as telling senators. I clearly just take the information that they, the United States Secret Service site agent and United States Secret Service site counterpart, have recommended and put together with other information that's put together from other advance entities. And those are all submitted to the field office and then submitted to the Trump detail, the candidate nominations operations, and then they go further to headquarters. Local law enforcement assets stationed inside the AGR building, that's the building where Crooks went on top of the roof with the gun, were not tasked with securing its roof, but rather with protecting the crowd. Local sharpshooters inside could have seen the area of the roof from where Crooks opened fire, but they would have needed to go in a different room without a clear view of the crowd. Additionally, the local officers inside were designated as snipers, whose role was to look over the crowd from a concealed position as opposed to counter-snipers, scanning potential vantage points for threats from assailants like Crooks. I mean, this is beyond an unacceptable clown show, and heads need to roll here for this. Heads need to roll. I mean, it's amazing. I'm shocked, actually, shocked that this could happen. Absolutely shocked. And you think about it too. You think about how, by just honestly an act of God, Trump turning his head. Otherwise, he'd be dead. And then Crooks would be dead, and there'd be no way to investigate or understand anything. Anything. We wouldn't have any details on any. And then the plot would have gone away. The plot would have gone away. Just think about that. And this whistleblower who was on Jesse Waters' show last night, who was talking about how they were warned, you know, they warned them ahead of time that there was a threat to the Trump campaign team. And it was completely ignored by the Secret Service. This whistleblower who shared that information. I mean, that's amazing information right there, is it not? Amazing information. And to also think, too, that we could be in a situation in this country right now where you might have had somebody within the Secret Service who knew that all these systemic failures were there, how wide open it was for somebody to potentially take a shot and do nothing. Do nothing. That's a real problem for me. That, to me, is the biggest problem on all of this.
It's necessary that he be reported to the proper authorities.
Ruth was flagged to the Biden administration a third time when he returned to Hawaii. Customs agents told Homeland Security to look into him, and Mayorkas dropped the investigation. This isn't falling through the cracks. This is walking through a wide open door. The FBI even got a tip about Ruth in 2019 over guns and never followed up with them. Congress needs to immediately hold hearings and bring in Blinken at State, Burns at CIA, and Mayorkas at Homeland Security, and Wray at the FBI, and ask them, under oath, what exactly were you told about Ryan Ruth? And what did you do about it? Period. Subpoena all of the documents, because Ruth was all over the Biden administration's radar. Meanwhile, Ruth's son is now in custody. The FBI arresting Orrin Ruth for possession of child pornography.
Yeah, that's something too.
He's three, maybe four.
That's something too. I mean, this guy is some, it's total creep, right? So here's what Hawley said last night to Jesse Waters on Jesse Waters Prime Time.
Of the Biden administration, the federal agents getting flagged to this guy, Ruth, and not doing anything about it. We have to get answers from them. Is that going to happen?
Yeah, well, it needs to happen, because until it happens, Jesse, the president is not safe. President Trump, I don't know how anybody who goes to the rallies can be safe. And all we're getting so far, let me just emphasize, is stonewalling. What we know about Ruth, what we know about the Crooks assassination attempt, is really from whistleblowers, much of which you have reported. I mean, these are the people, these brave whistleblowers coming forward, who are is telling the public and telling Congress what's happened, because Secret Service, FBI, DHS, they're just stonewalling. They're just trying to run out the clock. And Congress has got to put these people under oath, subpoena these documents, and get the answers. And I want to say to every whistleblower out there, please come forward. Please keep coming to us so that we can learn the facts.
Now, have you learned anything additional from your whistleblowers? I know you've been in touch with many of these people in the service and outside. Your staff's done a great job.
Yes, in fact, we have a new whistleblower report tonight, Jesse. Whistleblower with direct knowledge of the Trump campaign and the Secret Service and their interactions tell us that the Secret Service recently told the Trump campaign they could not secure a rally for Donald Trump in the state of Wisconsin. Now, this is interesting, because it directly contradicts what the Secret Service Director Roe said last week when he said, oh, Trump is getting exactly the same level of protection as Kamala Harris and the sitting president. Really? Because Kamala Harris just held a rally in Madison, Wisconsin, and I am told by a whistleblower with direct knowledge of the situation that Secret Service says that Trump should not and could not have a rally in Wisconsin because Secret Service could not protect him and adequately staff it. This calls into question, Jesse, what they're saying about staffing. It calls into question what they're saying about parity between Harris and Trump. And once again, it underscores the fact they're not telling us the whole truth.
Yeah, and is really
exactly. And you know, as part of the report too, they know that Dr. Jill Biden had more protection around her than Donald Trump did at his outdoor rally, and she had an indoor rally. It's starting to look very much like somebody within the Secret Service or Homeland Security knew that he was not properly protected and just didn't even care. But like, I mean, to think about it, you're the Secret Service agent dealing with the drone, and you're dialing the 800 number. And then the recorded voice comes on. Hello, thank you for calling 1-800-DRONE-HELP. For English, press 1. Habla Español, press 2. Press 1. Do you need help with a drone? Press 1 for help. Press 2 for something else. Press 1. Are you trying to protect a former and future president of the United States? Press 1. Please hold. Our operators are very busy right now. What do they always say? We're experiencing higher than usual call time. Please continue to hold. If you'd like a callback, please press 1. Never do the callback, by the way. If you do the callback, you're never hearing from these people. Never doing that as well. It never happens. And then, if you'd like to continue to hold without music, press 2. Otherwise, we'll play some annoying elevator Muzak for you as we wait to get someone to help you with a drone that could potentially save the life of the former president of the United States of America. And they don't alert Trump's protective detail. They don't let him know. They don't let him know that there's a guy on the roof. They don't. What the hell is the point of having all these freaking earpieces if they don't explain, if they don't talk to each other? What the hell is the point? Are they just for show? Is it just to look cool? Because it does look cool. It looks badass, right? To have a thing in your ear and a thing on your wrist, you know, and talk into it. But do they actually work? Is it like those buttons when you try to cross the street and you push them and nothing happens? Or the elevator door close button, you push it and nothing happens. It's just there just to make you feel better. Is that what it is? Look, I'm sorry. The steroids might be kicking in right now to deal with my shingles. But I'm fired up over this. I mean, this is inexcusable. This is a joke. This is a joke. Trump almost died. Foreseeable preventable failings. We almost had him murdered on stage and in front of the world. Do you know what that would have done for this country? Despite the lefties who were cheering this on and rooting for this guy deep down inside, what that would have done for the United States of America? To think that you can, in this day and age, you can kill a former president and the major party nominee. That's the thing, and I've said this before, Trump is not just a former president. He's the major party nominee. Now, former presidents get protective detail. Major party nominees get protective detail. He's both, and that's why and he's also Donald Trump, where people just hate his guts. So for all those reasons that I just listed, he should get the absolute most amount of protective detail you can possibly imagine. There should be no question about that, right? I mean, does anyone doubt that he is an unusual protectee in the sense that we need to make sure that he's protected beyond just what you normally would get? Does anybody think that? Or doubt that, I should say? And yet they treat him like he's, and that's why I think it's deliberate. I really do. I think it's deliberate. I think that when you look into the systemic failures here, you can't just say they're systemic failures. I'm very concerned that somebody on the inside knew that Trump was vulnerable, knew that he was in danger, and just didn't care, just didn't do anything. And then there's an active threat. This is what Jason Miller tweeted out. There's an active threat against President Trump, and we've yet to hear anything about it from the person running the White House and causing all the damage to our country. When will Kamala Harris break her silence? What we know now is that Iran is certainly trying to kill Donald Trump. Two psychos have tried to assassinate President Trump in a span of 7 weeks. But Joe Biden doubles down on The View, doubles down on calling Trump a danger and a threat to our democracy, doubles down. The president of the United States of America doubling down.
Now he's blaming rhetoric from you that you inspired these two assassination attempts. After all of the calls for violence, you know, take them out, all the rest of it, you know what it is. Don't you think that that is just unbelievable? And what do you say to that?
Well, I think he is the most unusual president. When I ran, I said I was running. One of the first major speeches I made was for Independence Hall about democracy. Yeah. That democracy is at stake.
And to restore the soul of this country.
Yes.
The soul.
I ran for three reasons. I said I wanted to restore the soul of the country, meaning in a sense of decency and honor.
Yep.
Secondly, I wanted to make the middle class grow, because when it grows, everybody does well. And thirdly, I wanted to bring the country back together. And I was told we couldn't do any of those things. But we've gotten a lot of them done. And look, Trump is
careful.
This is ridiculous.
Not a lot of social redeeming value there.
It's pathetic. Pathetic what the language that these people use about him. And they don't stop. They don't even after two psychos tried to kill him, they still don't stop. Here's the Secretary of Commerce, Gina Raimondo. Gina Raimondo, ready? This is what she said. This is unbelievable. Dangerous rhetoric. We have that clip. Harris Biden Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo calling for President Trump to be extinguished. That's right, extinguished. The audio is having trouble loading. That's okay. She said President Trump needs to be extinguished. Can you imagine that? The audacity of these people to be able to turn around and say these things and to not care in the least about the damage that they cause by inspiring some psycho to save democracy. To save democracy, because that's what they do. That's what they try to do. These psychos think that they are saving America and the world from Adolf Hitler. And these are very, very bad people here. But I still can't get over the fact that a guy calls a freaking 1-800 number to help with the drone. 1-800 drone help. Please press 5 if you are having trouble with a drone protecting the president of the United States of America. And the guy had an hour training on it. I mean, how is that possible? How is that possible? It's beyond me that this could happen. Truly beyond me. And I'll tell you something else, too. You know, the biggest issue of this campaign is going to be the economy, no question about it. And Donald Trump, part of the reason why they want to stop him, and I've told you this before, is because of the fact of the Ukraine war. And you know what he said about Zelensky, who was palling around in Pennsylvania, hanging out, palling around, talking with Josh Shapiro. Josh Shapiro's signing weapons. You know what Trump said about Zelensky? He said he's an incredible salesman. That's right. He's an incredible salesman. And he's been getting all this money for us, all this money that he's been getting from us for his country. He is an incredible salesman. No doubt about it. He's very good. And don't you think as taxpayers we have a right to know? We have a right to know that where this is going and what's going to happen and where all this leads. No question about it. We do, and we are not getting those answers. All right, we got a big show for today. Laura Trump's going to join me next. I'm excited to talk to her. It's been a while. Trump's event in North Carolina, Harris in Pennsylvania today as well. There's a lot going on. And don't forget something, too. The former CDC director, Robert Redfield, endorsing Trump and saying everything Trump said during COVID was correct. Everything was correct. Absolutely. No question about it. And that's a big, big get. A big get.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.